You best believe in podcasts. You're in one.
You know that it's cold, gang ho.
It's the What's Online podcast.
Hey, this is real smooth. That Pendleton whiskey that you got me. Do you want to try it?
Yeah.
Smoother than a baby's bottom after the doctor shaves it.
Do they do that?
Yeah, they come out hairy. And then the doctor shaves them.
How hairy?
Man. Have you seen Fuzzy Wuzzy? They look like that afterwards.
I don't have children, and I've never been to, like, a...
Mars.
Mars. So...
Well, there's your answer, Kurt.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
That is quite nice.
Thanks. It's smooth.
You're welcome. It was on sale.
Okay, you want to try it?
Sure. What am I trying here?
Whiskey.
Pendleton whiskey.
Got a cowboy on it.
Makes me want a banana.
Yeah.
Are you trying to tell me something?
I don't know if I was telling you or more so just kind of thinking, but like... If you want to take it as me telling you, then I wouldn't be upset.
Do you want a banana?
Kinda.
This banana for you.
I was waiting for someone to say that part. I assumed that was coming.
Tomorrow night.
It wasn't necessarily intentionally set up for that. It was more of a set up for her potentially handing me a banana.
Oh, but, cool. Dan's going to eat on the podcast again, everybody.
At least it's not nachos.
I guess. Well, he made nachos for everybody. A lot of times he'll come down with a fucking sandwich and chips and fucking...
He doesn't share.
Sometimes.
I'm glad we got
rid of
it. I
remember when I was on keto and I made like 10 pounds of buffalo chicken wings and then like had them. Had like one. And I was like, well, I guess we had a lot of wings.
They were buffalo though? Like the sauced up?
Yeah.
That makes sense. I don't think Matt
He's not a spicy...
But they were for everyone. And Matt's the only one who had, like, some of them.
Well, yeah,
your level of spiciness does not match Matt's, and I probably was, I don't know, I probably just had, like, whiskey or something at the time.
It was just, like, regular, like I didn't make a hot sauce. So bought a fucking...
Like Frank's?
Yeah, it's got, like, a Frank's buffalo and just fucking put that shit on it.
I
brought out some blue cheese, too.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry I didn't try them, Dan. They probably were...
I would have beaten the shit out of those, man.
We'll find the episode.
All right, everybody. Well, that was our cold open that we don't have anymore, I guess.
Well, we just did.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
I mean, is there a reason we don't have it?
No, not
I
really.
I started putting stuff at the beginning of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Before there was any sound bites or anything, or Kurt's...
I was supposed to, like, usually come in on a musical cue, and now we're... We're too professional for that now. I can come in whenever I want. This is freeform jazz podcast.
That's what she told me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the What's Online podcast. We are here to answer two questions because we're so good at this freeform jazz podcast. How much crack is too much crack? And is it time to cut back? And what's online?
Y'all cowards.
But before we get into that, we got Dan on the podcast.
I've never seen There Will Be Blood.
it's a good one.
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis is great in it, yeah.
Okay. I don't know who that is. I probably recognize
the actor.
Him. Well, yeah, I get that. He said he was
Did you ever see Gangs of New York?
Nope. I haven't seen that either. Does anyone
Lincoln.
Say, hey, I'm walking here?
I've been wanting to watch that, actually, so.
Then we must.
All right. We got Ryan Pluck on the podcast.
I'm also here.
And we got Taylor.
It's me.
Nothing special. We're running a tight ship tonight. we are writing a strip.
Special.
Yeah, well, sorry. I had a title
it's something,
last
time.
Last
special.
Time you were like a buffoonery or something.
This
like
is
that.
Fucking the What's Online podcast 2023 Best of Part 2. Which we'll roll that in the second half.
Yep,
we'll
get that. Okay.
Not yet. I can pull a clip real fast by meeting a banana.
We're down a couple of men. Matt's dead. Rabbit's dead. Don't care. Glad.
Bye.
Yeah.
That man got buried.
We're going to thrive anyway.
Yeah.
They found out how much crack was too much crack.
Yeah.
They did.
And they didn't turn back. So
they were not cowards.
No.
All cowards don't even smoke crack. So, we're here on the podcast. Did we record last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Two about weeks in Viper. A row, I think.
Yeah. So, Matt was here. Yeah, he was stoked about the best of.
Setting a bar.
Mm-hmm. So we'll clear it. Bars. Anyways, we're here on the podcast. We're chilling. Has anybody had any exciting developments that have crashed into their life lately?
Oh, I told you guys I'm going to start actually doing a podcast.
Yeah.
For money.
Correct.
Oh.
Well, and I believe this is with the skate shop that I think Aaron had said that he was wanting to do something with a podcast before. Well,
like 2 years ago, I was, you know, really trying to figure out how I'm going to make money off the studio. And then I ventured out towards podcasting and was hitting up people that were like, yeah, maybe. And I kind of had some talks with him about potentially doing it. But he was like, oh, I don't fucking know if I want to do that shit. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. Just fuck it. And then he hit me up like a few days ago. I was like, hey, man. So I think I kind of do want to start a podcast.
Okay.
It's like, bet. You're hitting me up. We're fucking in.
All right. Yeah, no, that's a lot nicer than like bugging people like, hey, you should fucking do this shit and give me money for it.
I don't know if
they
actually want to.
Right.
You know, like, fucking, I got one dude and we started doing it. And then it was like too much for him. That was when I was doing, I think, like 50 a week, which is like really dumb, ugly, cheap for a podcast.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's one of those things where you like come up with an idea and you think it's going to be awesome, and then when you get into it, it's. I'm glad that we just fucking trailed into that with like weed and booze, and that powered us through like the first
enough to figure out how to do it.
Yeah, if we didn't have that, I think we would have dropped it and been like, no.
Here's the booze.
Clinkety clink.
I got water.
All right.
I can't reach. Hey.
But that being said, I don't think Aaron would be mad if we mentioned him on the podcast. He's a
probably not. No, yeah,
he's Aaron, a professional some point, he should probably business come on owner then. And everything like that. And I think he's got a good head for. I would imagine
about you think his head looks good.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
Nice.
He has a nice skull shape.
Yeah.
I think that's a Fear and Loathing thing.
I don't know if that's a compliment that he wants, actually.
Oh, yeah. I want to, like, take those, like...
But also, if I say Kurt said, then he will think nothing of it.
True.
I want to do some phrenology. I'll be like, you have a Caucasian skull, despite... No. Moving on. So, that's cool that you're... I'm sorry. I'm too pent up. I need to... I was... On a good
you're
boy
too
street.
Pants up.
Too pent up.
Like you went to buy a pair of pants and they gave you two extra ones. You're like, what do I do with all these pants? Well, I'm two pants up.
I actually need to buy some pants that are a couple size shorter.
Oh, you need your pants down.
Yeah, I need my pants
down.
Oh,
wait, that's a different scenario.
Yeah, yeah. No, I lost
Congrats,
some weight.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool. Yeah. Oh, did you start keto or
so
something?
Not shorter.
What'd no, you do? I just stopped buying fast food because it tastes terrible.
Yeah,
and it's expensive.
And like, I just feel kind of sick after I eat it. So I'm like, yeah.
I mean, if I eat real food, I'll feel less shit.
Welcome to your 30s.
What have you been eating?
What's eating
Gilbert Grape?
What's right, eating
Curtis Carlson instead?
So
kinda such
like
a sad
that.
Movie.
It's not. What I've been eating lately is not necessarily like super healthy, but like I get like these like pre-marinated like pork logs, and then I will roast up.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, those are easy as fuck.
They're very nice and. If I'm lazy, like, I can just throw it in the oven, get it perfect, and then I do, like, onions, carrots, mushrooms, stuff like that, and that's
and
just...
cheaper than fast food.
It is, and it lasts me for, like, a few days, so, and I'm a lot happier by the end of the meal, so... Kind of boring. Yeah, I guess. Welcome to your 30s.
Yum.
Yeah, I don't want to eat like sugar-coated french fries from McDonald's anymore.
Oh, my God.
Well, you
I
do sometimes.
Yeah.
I do all the time.
Honestly, like, they sell like the seasoned curly fries at, like, frozen at Meijer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, like the Arby's ones.
Yeah, I'd rather throw those in like an air fryer than like buy them from.
Fuck yeah. Well, yeah, because the whole bag costs the amount of a fucking medium at Arby's. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then I also like buy like those half like hunks of like ham and, that you have to like cut yourself. I think I did that here. So, but
yeah, you're really paying people to do the little work for you and not for the actual food.
Yeah, and I think food, I probably could just like buy like the cuts of meat and season them myself for like an hour, and I'd probably get more.
The difference
out of it.
For the marinated ones and the non-marinated ones is not that vast in price.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah, like it's you do that if you want to season it a specific way that you want to do it. For right now, if you think those logs taste good, then fuck it, dude. Just fucking do
yeah,
those.
No, they're
unless
fine.
Unless you want to have fun making a marinade.
Yeah, they're they come out to be like $4 or $5 like a day for food. Like I usually eat them like some the leftovers last me like a day or three. So yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Ryan, you been doing any fun food
related shit?
No.
Oh.
Taylor? Oh no, actually that's a lie. On Saturday we did our D&D one shot.
Yeah.
Where I was Crimson Lobotomy, the fucking black metal goon.
Okay.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. Anyways, Kurt was talking about bacon a bunch on Saturday.
Yes.
So yesterday I went out and I bought a bunch of bacon and I made some BLTs and they were very delicious.
Did
nothing
you get black
special,
label?
But
did you get the black label bacon?
They didn't have that.
Oh, okay, we don't need it.
Oh, did we put Viper in here again?
Yeah,
well, it's
no.
From the last episode.
I mean, it is like a nice way to break up the conversation.
Well, yeah, let's cut that.
Like a bird opinion.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Y'all call it,
don't even smoke crack.
He might sue us if he doesn't go to jail.
We're not making money. Listener. And this is also...
He's not white.
It's definitely like fair use.
Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you want to know something gay?
Yeah.
Sure.
Dan and I's 2-year anniversary is
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Aw.
Dan, gay. You are the biggest gay guy I know.
You call me fat?
No. Yeah.
Or are you just saying you don't know a lot of gay guys? Well, you live with Matt and you.
And Rabbit.
Yeah. Rabbit's got to be the biggest gay guy you know.
I mean, he has a girlfriend and he doesn't like touching people unless he's really drunk. Well, maybe.
Oh.
I don't know. Who is the biggest gay guy I know?
Santa.
Yeah.
He watches boys when they're sleeping.
He also watches girls, so he's the biggest bi guy.
Bye, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's also a pedophile.
Yeah, he came down to see me, and I said, bye, guy.
And he said, okay.
See, what a creep, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sent him on his way.
Sent him packing.
Yeah. Ooh.
Down the dusty
Santa's
trail.
Packing, you know what I mean?
Hey-o.
Ho-ho.
Roger Dodger, Mr. Roger.
He's got a big old sack.
Yep.
I just tried to say something cute, and then it turned into this.
But yeah, you're having your 2-weekend anniversary. That's going to be really cool.
2-weekend?
Yeah. 2-week.
Yep.
Anniversary.
Congratulations.
Eagles mate for life.
We've
and
talked about that.
Yeah, your
so
your
lobsters.
Opinion was that it's really cool the way that they
lobsters.
Make because they like smash.
Oh
each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, they fly around. Oh yeah,
hell yeah.
I had some, but my phone's dead.
Oh, bird opinions.
Oh, see, I might have something. You guys keep thinking.
Oh, I got one.
Think.
So
think.
I watched a video earlier today. It's a Tom Scott video. So it's,
what?
Yeah, it's
what's that?
He just gives you like a 10-minute like interesting fact that you'll forget and like. A day, but it hasn't been a day since I saw it.
Oh, shit.
So, New Zealand is an island out there, and they had very little native mammal species there. Basically, birds, and there are some bats there.
I think they're going to say bees.
No. So, yeah, there are insects there, too.
Kids are so informed.
So, they evolved a huge amount of flightless birds on New Zealand. To fill in all the niches that would regularly be filled with, like, you know, rats or, like, predatory animals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, when people brought over rats, cats, other things like that, it kind of fucked up the... No, the bats were fine.
No.
They had bats there.
I was going on a rhyming thing.
But New Zealand is trying to get rid of all the rats on their island.
Like a St. Paddy's snake scenario?
Yes, exactly.
Whoa.
Okay.
Because...
Ooh, wait. So when they win, do you think we'll get a holiday out of it?
St. New Zealand. St. Kiwis Day? I would love to celebrate St.
Well,
Kiwis Day.
Well, it wouldn't be St. Patrick. It'd be whoever is the St. Patrick of this rat scenario.
Well, it's Saint like
Kiwi.
A government thing.
Oh,
so.
Is it? Oh, because Kiwi is... But I feel like it'd be the actual guy's name, whoever is, that guy ends up being.
No, it's
a
government
a
thing.
Yet, right?
The government program is... St. Kiwi.
Oh,
yeah, St. Kiwi.
Shit.
Yeah, so They're basically like working their way in from the edges of New Zealand and trying to kill off all the rats because you have these flightless birds that lay eggs on the ground and rats are just like, hell yeah.
They should get some like level one adventurers.
They do. They take in volunteers. You know, so.
We have this rat problem. Mm-hmm. You must go into the cellar.
Exactly. So
they have a whole fucking country of them.
So, yeah, no, they have a whole country.
They're
well,
showing
and
up in
something.
Their, and worn leather shoes.
Oh, my God.
Well, something Tom Scott brought up, famous YouTuber, is like, he thinks it's really interesting that New Zealand as a country is really invested in their biology and their biodiversity versus like when he goes to other countries, it's usually like a regional thing or like, oh, we got like a cool thing going here. It's the entire country is like, no, we're really proud of like all the cool shit.
The
we
whole
have here.
Yeah. Like, whole yeah. Thing. I mean, like, have you seen Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, absolutely.
Too bad
yeah,
New Zealand it's rocks. Insanely expensive to travel to or from there, though. And a lot of the people that live there fucking hate it.
Yeah. I mean, it takes like three movies.
Exactly.
To go there and back again.
I have a Kiwi friend named Tom who is like
friend of the show.
Yeah, he animated a thing.
Yeah,
he's oh, animated what? Lots of things.
I kind of wanted to hit him up and ask him about it, the rat problem. But
oh my God,
he's a nice guy. He's like it's okay because I'm like an upper middle class white guy, so like I'm doing all right in New Zealand. He's like probably sucks for everybody else, but
rough. Man, rats crazy.
Rats crazy.
Rats crazy.
So that's my bird opinion. Kill rats, save the kiwi birds.
Yeah,
that's
kill
my bird
rats,
opinion.
Save bats.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to kill the rats.
No, they actually like they have to. Yeah. All of the traps they have are
they have to.
I know they. I don't want them to though, but I get it.
No, but yeah, like the person in the video is even them. Like, I respect rats and I like them. They just cannot be a part of this ecosystem if we
well,
want our
just,
native species to
they
survive.
They reproduce way too rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we miss cheese. Mm-hmm. We can't have it anymore. They just eat it all up. They cartoonishly float over to it when they smell it.
Wow.
Well, that's how they bait the traps is they just put like peanut butter or like something that smells good and they come in and then it's like a fucking...
Bear like a trip. Guillotine?
Hell yeah.
Not a guillotine, it's more like a...
Like a rat trap?
A rat trap. Not a rat trap. Well, no, it's not like a mouse trap, you know, it's like...
You did like a karate chop motion, so I...
Yeah. Like, it's like a car hood
closing.
Slamming
it
down on a neck.
Him?
It's a book closing.
Yeah, it's like a book closing on a rat, really
okay.
Hard,
okay.
And full of metal.
Oh, like at the car wreckage places.
No, it's folding... You know what? I'll show you the
this
video later.
This is making
later.
Me sad, envisioning poor little rats
you're talking like
smashed.
At the end of Princess Bride, like the very end, when the grandpa closes the book, mm-hmm. And it shows the book closing.
Yeah.
Or whenever
exactly.
You close a book.
Or it's
wait,
like...
that happens more? I thought it was just in that movie.
It's like the very beginning of Shrek, but in reverse. So instead
okay,
of the book opening, it's you watch it backwards and it's
okay.
Closing.
But there's like a rat there.
But there's a rat there.
And, then it, and then it like becomes part of the book, like
yeah.
It's written into the story.
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
Yeah.
See, their voice gets heard, Taylor. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
They move on to a different type of life.
Yeah, the one where they don't get to move around or like think or anything like that.
Wow.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Wow.
For them.
All right. You guys want to talk about the
rats in New Zealand? Have you guys heard about? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Sorry, what were you going to say?
I don't know.
You're going to suggest? Did you guys know that Saudi Arabia imports camels and sand?
Matt's not mm-hmm. Here to talk about the politics.
What?
Yeah, I did know that they imported sand, which is insane, but...
I was leading, following that because the camels thing. I thought it'd be a good bird taming. But then, yeah, the sand seemed more interesting to me. The camels is because their camels are basically like fucking cows, or at least were for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And... Then
they're not built for like
they're not built for racing, but fucking camels in Australia and camels in Africa are built for racing. So they import those to do camel racing
that's
in Saudi
cool.
Arabia.
Camels in Australia?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
What? Like?
Oh, I was doing a little deep
natively?
Dive. I had a spliff in an hour and a cup of tea.
I was going to say, there's no way.
They were probably also imported.
Yeah, they had to have been.
Oh, they can swim pretty well. They're like sloths. They move slowly.
Oh, my God.
The camels swim in all the way from Africa to...
True, those humps could probably create some buoyancy.
What is going on here?
This is the spot where when Matt's here, he knows that even though the screen has shut off by this point
like
in the episode,
last time.
That we are still recording.
Okay, cool.
He loved it.
He keeps asking me.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make it into the actual episode, correct?
It totally does.
It does.
It's great. Especially
if we end up talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a whole bit.
Kurt Dan depressingly rests his face on the microphone.
Thank you for describing that, Dan.
Good thing you have a mic stand, because you can face palm with the mic.
You're the host.
No one else can do that.
I feel like a king upon a throne of...
Well, Dan can do it.
Of
he just does
cushion.
Yeah. My empire of dirt. No.
Yeah, does anyone else want a mic stand? I have other mic stands. Why do you want a mic stand?
No.
Right there.
It keeps you guys active and in the conversation.
Yeah,
tell really me more about this camel racing.
Tell me more. They race camels. As you said, I was more interested in the sand, too. The camel thing got me there, so I stayed for the sand.
So can we talk about the sand?
Is it like colorful or like kinetic?
So in Saudi Arabia, most of Arabia, but also specifically Saudi Arabia. There is just about everything is built out of sand, construction wise, mm-hmm. which is like makes sense if you think about because like that's what they had.
There's
built.
A lot of it. There.
They didn't have trees to cut down and build stuff with, mm-hmm. so they mm-hmm. built with what they had. Except they didn't. The sand there is too dry, so it's like smooth. So they have mm-hmm. to import sand from other places because sand by riverbeds and stuff. Is like sharp,
coarse.
So you can build with that. So like they're in the desert, so they build all their buildings out of sand, but it's not the sand that is the desert. Like I feel like you could just import any other building material then if you're going to import the material that you're building with, regardless.
Well, there's no way they've been doing that the whole time, though, right?
I don't know. Maybe they're fucking pouring buckets of water on sand and then
they had to have
building.
Been because I don't think
I
it was
like
as easy.
If you
to
could do
import
that, then
sand.
You probably wouldn't just import sand then.
I watched like an entertainment video based on this and they were basically like they import vast amounts of this sand and it's to be used in concrete because that's a part of.
Yeah. Like, is it just for the vibe?
No, it's because it's an actual ingredient in concrete that they need to.
Oh, it's just silly to me that they
can't use native sand.
It's like dying of thirst on a boat in the ocean.
Yes. So you've got salt water, but that's not
Yeah, it's water, but it's not the right mm-hmm. kind.
So, yeah, that is essentially because they also make these huge building projects and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's for use in building materials. Because
what's the big one in Saudi? Is it the Taj Mahal? No. That's
India.
No, you thinking of the United Arab Emirates where they have, like, all the big...
Or, like, Dubai?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably
I know. I know that. I mean, there's a really famous one in Saudi Arabia. I just can't remember the name
they've,
of that.
They've got a bunch of, like, massive, like, building projects there.
Oh, it's Aladdin.
It's Aladdin.
Oh my
yeah,
it's
no.
Aladdin.
I'm pretty sure you were right about Dubai.
Dubai, I think, has, like, the largest, or, like, the
or
tallest
not Dubai.
Skyscraper.
Yeah, they have all the crazy buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the... islands that look like palm trees, mm-hmm. but actually just looks like a dick jizzing.
Yeah, yeah, that one's pretty cool.
Yeah, good for them.
Sounds like my kind of place.
I'm glad you brought
probably.
That to the
that's
table.
That's probably what inspired the Talking Heads song.
Yeah, this must be the place where the jizz tree ocean.
Yeah, that's my favorite line.
Yeah, it's really good. David Byrne's a lyrical genius.
Genius.
A lyrical gin. Yeah.
He comes out in a cloud of smoke.
Yeah. And he goes,
ah.
Yeah.
So.
And then he starts singing.
I talked to Ryan about this a little bit before, and he wasn't super hyped on this subject, but Tunnel Juice.
What? Tunnel Juice?
Yeah. Have you guys heard of this?
Hold on. Juice like a drink that's sugary?
Juice.
Mm-hmm. Juice like Jewish.
Listen, I know
people.
I've been backing away from like the...
You gotta do this tastefully. What's the tunnel
juice,
Kurt?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Okay, this is a famous story. This has popped up. Like right at the beginning of 2024, like a week ago, there was one of the biggest synagogues in New York, like for Orthodox Jews, was kind of like raided because there were tunnels, unauthorized tunnels being made underneath the synagogue, going under other places.
Hmm.
And
okay.
Secret tunnels. Like that.
That's exactly. Secret tunnel. Okay. That was going through my head the entire time I was nice. Reading this article.
And then you're like, oh, fuck, I missed that whole paragraph.
Mm-hmm. Now I can handle secret tunnels and read about Jewish conspiracies. It's not a conspiracy. There is a radical sect of younger Orthodox Hasidic Jews in this church that went in and just started tunneling underneath the synagogue, and it was going outside their property and everything like that. And
for what?
So yeah, they're not 100% sure, but there's like a few reasons that have been suggested. One, like people have been complaining that the synagogue is like the most popular one and has been getting really crowded, so they need more space. Two, these people.
How big are the tunnels? Like event holding size tunnels?
The information is sparse on the ground.
Are they done well? I'm imagining like fucking badgers digging a tunnel.
Badgers.
Is it like a fucking like construction job tunnel?
I don't know. I'm not sure if
right,
like how does
like
Orthodox Jew
we're gonna send you
measure up to like
we're
Amish Mennonites like in
thing.
Construction quality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if it was Amish tunnels, I'd be like, those are gonna last forever.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways.
But you can't keep tunnels open with Hollywood.
That's not where I was going with that.
Okay.
So there is like this radical sect of young guys who basically thought the synagogue's rabbi is a messiah. And
oh, shit.
Oh God.
They are
exactly.
Like, we are going to, and I guess they have had plans to expand it for a while, and they haven't been able to do it because it's New York
City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, some people are like, were they making more room underground for people to hang out?
They're like teenagers?
They were younger, but...
Because there's an episode that we talked about how boys get to a certain age where the idea that you have to do is build a like underground cave system.
Yeah. But yeah. So people aren't 100% sure if they were like digging under buildings to undermine them so they would collapse and they'd be able to buy them later.
Oh,
what
God.
The fuck?
That's so that's like the most dark way. Or if they were just making
just
more room
to make
underneath
a big basement.
Yeah.
For synagogue.
But the police came in and they're like, we're going to have to fill this with cement because you can't just fucking build tunnels under a city because we need like a solid foundation.
Yeah.
And
especially
they got,
in New York, holy shit.
Yeah, and they got into like a fist fight with the cops and like
oh
I think seven to like 10 of them got arrested. Like they were like, no, you can't fill in our tunnels.
No, I thought this was America.
I thought it was America, yeah.
I can't just dig tunnels underground.
I thought this was America or something, what?
Oh, I was more on the Randy Marsh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
Yeah. But I don't really have any commentary because there's not a lot of like information out on their motivation for it. But like, I thought that was a weird thing. And a bunch of things have like popped up, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But like,
what?
But they've got like.
Yeah, you remember the poster where the turtles are like coming out of the manhole?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did Teenage Mutant Ninja Jews, where they had just a bunch of Jewish dudes coming out of the manhole.
Hold on, like they did it, or like online?
The internet.
The internet. Yeah, it came out.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay.
So it's.
Haha.
Do you think we're going to find the crocodile?
We could only hope.
There's been a lot of memes and weird shit popping up about it, and I figured What's Online podcast gets an honorable mention.
Underground tunnels could be the solution for the New Zealand rat problem. Give them a home.
Give them a home underground.
Yeah, it could be like an ant farm.
Besides
for
the
rats.
Books mm-hmm. that they get to be in. We can read about them later. You open it up and say, there it is.
Put them all in a fucking That's how you get, like, awful. Yeah. Oh, here we
it
go.
It is.
Certainly not two guys recording.
What a banger.
What?
We are certainly not two guys recording.
What?
It's fourth. It's the California Raisins. You don't remember this hit?
No. I did not get very far.
You know that it's podcast.
Oh, here, I gotta find it though, so I can grab it. So here's this. If you're bored.
Okay. What?
Well, welcome back to the podcast. Second half.
Oh yeah.
Kurt's got a phone out.
Uh huh.
So.
It's your phone.
Well, that's beside the point.
You're doing great, Dan. Oh, everybody, welcome back to the What's Online podcast. Once again, we've got Dan introducing the podcast for some reason. I think he's nervous about trying to find something. I'm not sure. We got Ryan.
Hey, don't forget the U.S. government was found guilty of conspiring to assassinate Martin Luther King Jr.
Sick.
It's milk yep. day.
We got Taylor.
Hey.
And I'm your host, Curtis Carlson, on the podcast. I got a...
That's always going to be there.
I got a headache.
Congrats.
I got some
stuff. Do you need some ibuprofen?
No, I want to not that happen, but...
Well, then you're really going to hate what's about to happen.
I'm looking at Dan's phone that he sent, just handed to me, and I'm not going to
I grabbed
talk
he sent
about
it
that.
To you. Podcast topics.
Oh my God, why? What is it?
Podcast?
I don't fucking know, and I don't really... It's not interesting me.
What's your note thing say, then?
Rip.
Because I think all mine says is NASA cat girls, but we talked about that kind
we
of
did
thing.
Talk
we
about NASA cat girls.
That. We did talk about that. Topics on the podcast. Here, let's see.
All right, guys. I have it queued up. It's going to
okay,
be
what else
after ACBC is going to be. Unless we do it earlier so that we have a little bit of time to talk about it. What if we do a smack dab in the middle?
All right, yeah. Let's go with that.
Okay, well, that gives us about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about Taylor Swift.
Ugh.
Okay.
It's her. All
right. Yeah.
Nice.
Why
she's
is
at football games.
She's the problem. It's her.
Okay. Yeah.
She's ruined the economy.
Oh, look, there's a kitty.
What do you want to talk about, Taylor Swift?
I don't know. I just feel
that
it's
she's
weird
overrated.
That she's endured this long and is such a topic of conversation up to this point because she was like big when, you know, we were babies. Like, you feel like the Zoomers
we were not babies.
Not babies, but, you know, I feel like there would be some kind of other, like, Zoomer superstar. Like, I guess Billie Eilish is a little bit
Olivia Rodrigo is the Zoomer superstar right now.
What is that?
Yeah.
She's like somebody that? Who just
Olivia
popped up
Fruit
off of...
Roll Up?
Yeah, basically. She, like, got famous off of fucking TikTok and is now some singer, and she's super... Which, actually, when I was trying to take my nap today, that's what was blasting in my neighbor's car. Like, so loud that it was bumping
well,
my
does,
house.
Does she have a song that we recognize? How's it go?
I don't know. There's too
Can
many.
Can you say
the all
person's
sound the
name
same.
Again? Because I wasn't...
Olivia Rodrigo.
Rodrigo.
I like
Fruit
Roll Up better.
Roll up.
I don't know. I think that's more fun.
Francisco.
Is she
Latinx as the...
I actually don't know what she looks like at all, but all she sings about is high school boy bullshit.
Mm.
And because she was like 17.
Her age.
So, you know how Billie Eilish started when she was 17? This chick
that's
is like, I think, 17 or 18 also.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
Yeah, it's you know, that age, the Ariana Grande type.
Mm.
Yeah, but Ariana Grande started...
Well, she's like 30.
She's really?
Yeah, she's our age.
What?
Yeah,
she might even be like a year or two older than us, but she started on TV.
I thought she... Didn't she start the whole like Dua Lipa thing? Who did that? Who started that?
Dua Lipa is Dua Lipa.
Oh, Dua Lipa started the Dua Lipa thing.
Yeah.
That makes lots of sense.
Yeah, man.
Dua Lipa came way after also.
Yeah, well, wasn't she kind of like that kind of Gen Z type?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
I'm lost in the weeds here, guys. I
didn't think
I'm
you
still smoked. Listening to Pixies here.
It's just a bunch of girls who sing shitty pop music.
Yeah, they're all just like the manufactured types.
Well,
yeah.
I guess what gets me is like they're like these chicks have attitude and agency, and it's like Taylor Swift, all of her famous songs are about like
breakups and shit.
Yeah, other dudes and everything like that. It's like, okay, well, fine.
It's
but
the same with that Rodrigo chick.
She would feel.
Rodrigo.
She would. What's
What a Taylor Swift song? Are you trying?
No,
to think
there's
of?
A there's like a test where it's like to figure out.
BuzzFeed.
I can't remember. It's not the Kinsey scale. That is BuzzFeed.
What the? Oh, I know what you're talking about. Like not the anagram.
It's if you have females in the story, and if they talk about like boys.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
What? This is a thing?
What the fuck is that
called? Yeah. I don't think I've heard of this.
It was a huge thing talking about like find a famous like pop culture female figure who has a story that's what it has to not be related to boys. Or something
else. Oh, none
right?
of them.
More than one female character, and they're not talking about boys and or like their relationship.
Basically,
with them.
The character role could be played by any gender.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the fact that they are female.
And
what? Like find a role of a female.
Find a song about a nine.
Doesn't have to do with them being female in the writing.
A non-binary song.
You're
that's
not going to find out with any of those
what
pop
it
artists.
Is. It was.
I feel like generally that's what it is.
Hold on.
Generally what's what? It
phones again.
Fill in the dead air here.
I'm petting a cat.
Podcast. So, if everyone on Earth had a 1v1, first place is only 33 rounds away. How many rounds are you guys getting in?
What?
Like, I didn't hear what you said.
Like, if everyone on
okay.
Earth...
Okay. All right. What you said was stupid, so I'm going
to... Okay. Yeah, give me some of that.
So this is the best Bechdel or Bechdel?
I think it's Bechdel.
It's Jeff Bechdel scale.
Bechdel test, and it's basically kind of
the
like
Bechamel
a
test. Does it make a good mac and cheese?
No, and it's not like a scale of like how much of a quality of a work is, but it's kind of like a weird kind of like feminist thing, like. The rules end up being like, okay, can these characters exist without like the opposite sex, especially like if they're female? Like if you got more than one female character and in their conversations, do they bring up like boys so many times or something like that?
Yeah.
So like, and I think it's more of like, okay, think about how you're writing females rather than it is.
Yeah, don't write them to be like, remember, it's a female.
Yes, yeah.
Just write a character and the character happens to be female.
Yeah.
A woman.
And I don't know much about Billie Eilish, but like what it she has the bad guy song, and I think that's
that song sounds not like any of her other songs, though. That's just the one that did really well in Blue.
No, it sounds like a lot of her other songs because she always does this like whisper talk singing shit. But and like, there's only like three songs where she doesn't do that, and those are the good ones where she's not doing this weird whisper shit.
Whisperb.
But it's like the only like Whisperb. Club type song.
Yeah, yes.
That's like heavy, like that. It, like that album,
the instrumental
kind
aspect
of had
of
like some of those, but not
kind
that,
of.
That one's like the heaviest one.
That was the one that the record company's like, okay, we need to get this.
See,
in.
They like, kind of did the same thing though with "You Should See Me in a Crown." That song is kind of like bad guy.
Oh yeah,
the big.
Yeah, yeah. That like, one has some of the big bass in it as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Big time.
There's like a handful of those, but like. The album that came out after that, I remember it being just like really all soft type songs, essentially.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah.
Like
yeah.
more on the quieter side yeah. of everything.
I was going to say, like, this song probably wouldn't pass the Bechdel test because.
No, this one would it.
This one definitely would.
Might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Again, there's.
I don't forget the end of this song is the start of the best of. Part two.
All right, yeah, we're getting there.
Rolling in.
All right, everybody, strap in, get your
strap
penis
on.
Cages on, and
yeah,
nice
chastity belts.
Got any lock sounds we can put right here?
Click.
Oh, that's a good.
I was
wait
like,
a minute.
What the fuck? That got dark.
Click.
I said, get the lock sounds.
Oh my god.
Chain yourself to the bed and.
This is the first accident that wasn't my fault. All right.
Are people getting worse at driving? Is that what happened?
He was on a bike, and some dude was really trying to get to McDonald's and just fucking was about to miss his turn into McDonald's and then cut right in front of him.
Do you think COVID made people worse at driving? Like, they didn't have to drive for a while and then collectively?
Yeah, it's the vaccination, man. The vaccine, yeah. It had all these fucking nanobots in it that made us stupid, and now we're
I
dumb.
Just sent...
My asshole is a lot stretchier after getting vaccinated.
Well, all right. Correlation is not equal causation, Curtis. It was probably living with Matt.
Yeah, so hopefully, hopefully I'll be getting a couple bucks back from that, because now my car's totaled, but it's still drivable, so I don't really care.
Well, three. No, if that's totaled, then.
Yeah, it's totaled. Yeah. Like, beyond, like, the repair
costs
more than...
Yeah, okay.
Let's all explain to Ryan how this works at the same time.
Yeah, so...
Please do.
And just give you like the liquid.
They give you Matt. Shut up. Don't
give
talk.
Give me the liquid.
Don't talk. Okay. It's a podcast. Close your mouth.
Okay, I got a Stardew Valley mug. It is. It's a game that I. That I screamed at a lot when I was in living here. Actually,
it's fucking great.
I. God, I went on vacation while I was here and played that for like 5 days straight. And I was drunk the entire time, and I started screaming about chicken feed. Yep. And then I haven't played it.
Remember when you were really excited to tell me about the names of all your chickens?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was like the pinnacle. One of them was Von Holzendorf and... Von Holzendorf, Cluckerino, and...
I had one that was named Cluckers.
Yeah, Cluckerino, Cluckerino Bambino... Von Holzendorf, and the artist formerly known as Chicken, I think.
Meow.
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 You want to go to bed, right, Meow?
Rare.
What if I said that to you?
He'd catch it right away.
I'd probably laugh and say yeah.
I have to do it in a weird way, then. The weirdest way possible.
Have you not seen Super Troopers?
Yes.
Like, okay. You want to go to bed, right? You know? Like that? Would that be the weirdest way possible?
I don't think I could do that with a straight face.
Hello, do you want to go to bed right now?
But no, so Sam found this DVD in the dumpster of his apartment complex. He was just, you know, we were probably, I don't know, about 10 years old, maybe 11, and he found it, and he was like, whoa, guys, like, you know, like, we're young kids, and, like, we don't have access to porn, and we're like, holy shit, porn, you know? So we go back to Kyle's house, because he's the only one who, he also lived in the complex, and he had a single parent, and she was at work. So we're like, this is where we can go watch this. And, like, we all sat down in the living room and, like, put it in, and, like...
The DVD.
We watched it for maybe like somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes, and like we're all like, are we supposed to like, are we supposed to jack off like with each other around? And then we just agreed that like, okay, so like Sam's gonna have it for a week, and then I'm gonna have it for a week, and then
wait, is this traveling porno?
Traveling porn, yeah.
We have this thing that I saw that was talking about the owl, and it said that he probably gives really lousy blowjobs.
Yeah, he's quite lazy.
I mean, he's only three. Really,
he also has a beak.
He also is an owl, so he doesn't really have to worry about, like, tasks. Blowing people. Yeah.
Did you know owls die after they have sex?
They're just like...
That's where
obviously can't be both of them, because one of them has to fucking...
Well, the one
like,
I fucked
lay eggs. Back to the bestiality.
He's like, whoa.
Electrolytes. It's what plants crave.
Well, he's the only one that doesn't say that.
I know, because they don't actually crave it.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, you dumbass.
Oh, the future's
that's
now.
That's why your garden died.
Yeah. Yeah, trying to...
Were you watering your garden with, like, Gatorade?
No, it was...
He's trying to live in the future.
Or whatever.
He literally just didn't water it.
Yeah, that too. That'll do it. Gatorade would have worked.
Why does that work, you know?
Yeah.
I'm so good at water. How I'm going to get my life together when I'm at work, and then I get home, I said, that bed looks comfy.
Yeah.
Same.
Only mine is my couch.
Relatable podcast moments.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, there it is.
What? All right. Hold that thought.
What the fuck is going on?
Okay. Yes, according to UET Science Society, penguin egg whites turn clear when boiled. For those interested, it's clear because science happens. So if you were to boil penguin eggs,
like a fancy poached egg.
Yeah, no, it becomes the whites become clear when boiled, and
are they still referred to as whites?
Yeah, they're clears.
They're clears, I guess. See,
I'll take some egg clears.
See, the problem with
you just immediately know they want penguin.
Yeah, I'm on a diet. Yeah.
See, the problem with drinking.
I don't even want to see what I'm eating.
You never want to mix egg clears with egg whites because that just dehydrates you like twice as badly. And you just get hungover.
It makes like winter camo.
Yeah.
And then you came back tonight, finally.
I had a date that I went to and came back this afternoon.
Alone? Yeah.
Around it's all like that working out you've been doing.
Oh, shit. You came back the next day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a good date.
No,
the date never.
You
gotta let him glide by with that.
Whoops. Yeah, no. His workout regimen is his date.
Exactly. Just to walk up for at least 3 hours.
He doesn't need emotional pain. He just needs gains.
That's right.
Mm. Nice. Bars.
No pain, just gain? Mm. Been doing it all wrong.
We skipped pains.
This is a lot easier system.
Oh, yeah, he helped me move the treadmill.
Ah, okay. Yeah, no, it's a pretty small room. But
we're going to sleep on the treadmill.
Well, I mean, it would be a great workout regimen. I just wake up and start running.
Yo.
Or you can just have someone come in and turn it on to wake you up.
That's what I was about to say. Can you set that thing to a timer?
Right?
They do have smart plugs now.
Way to get you out of bed, like your bed gets you out of bed.
All right, guys, hear me out. You set up a complicated, like, skateboard, like, string system so that you could sleep on a moving surface. I'm not sure what the purpose of this.
Still on the treadmill while moving.
Yes,
it's just like the new white noise.
Like yeah. It's like white noise, like
the rain.
Yeah,
just some running boards around the trucks, and then lay really still.
Is it too
sleep
is
fucking
is,
tight?
Is it
what happens if you not fall off?
What happens if you roll over?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Don't do that.
You don't wake up.
Yeah. You wake up very quickly.
So we cut holes in the bottom of a sleeping bag that the wheels go through.
All right. You know, new plan. We take like a sturdy like weather balloon and suspend Rabbit in the middle of the room so he's touching nothing. What purpose? I don't know why.
A baby bouncer.
Yeah. What if while he's asleep we take his bed and we put it in the river like a little prank?
Oh, that would be really funny.
Where's the river? Because I feel like it's not close.
No, we'd have to do a highway. So, like, what if we took...
We need to knock him out first.
I'm also not light, so this would be a very difficult
So,
carry.
We'll take...
Yo, there are five of us. I think. Yeah, I can count. Five.
So, we'll take... So, we'll put the... All right, I got this all figured out. We'll move the treadmill up onto the roof.
Okay.
And grab it into the middle of the highway as a prank.
And then you can rent out the room to someone else then too.
No, so nobody else wants to live there. That wouldn't work.
It's cursed at that point.
Never.
The roof reviews are terrible.
I feel like putting the treadmill on the roof is now our big roadblock.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough.
What are we gonna plug in the
river is gonna be hard.
You know what? And I think just moving somebody out into the middle of the highway while they're sleeping might be illegal.
This is big toe in your mouth. He's like he's got like his head cocked back, his eyes closed, looking at the ceiling, snoring. There's a little bit of drool coming out of his lips.
Yeah,
I ask him, "What are you doing?"
I'm sleepwalking here. I do my patented.
He looks at you eyes wide open while he says that, and then he cocks right back to look at the ceiling and.
I'm gonna bite it. See if I can wake him up.
I get a huge erection.
And then Ryan walks in and a meaty bass riff plays. And he says, "What's going on in here?
What's going on in here?
I'm Christopher sleepwalking here.
Oi, I'm talking here. I got tools in my mouth.
Oh, that's."
And then a seagull flies in. A seagull flies in and it's like, "I'm squawking here."
I brought some maple syrup if you're into that.
And he's repairing holes in Matt's wall. He says, I'm caulking here.
And then a creepy guy like peers in through the window. He's like,
I'm stuck in here.
Full of just crazy like stuff. No, yeah. It's not nonsense.
Did you
find
any treasure maps?
No.
Damn it.
Here's a bunch of like, you know, crazy like his life has got a lot of ups and downs. Journal.
Turn it into a book. Drive.
Good.
If I had a treasure map and a boat, would we leave right now?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
To find what? Like all the
treasure. What the fuck? What do you mean to find?
Where else would you do?
Do you think drug cartels have buried treasure?
Dude, there's X's all over the world.
Do you think like El Chapo is like fucking Long John Silver with the
fucking
peg leg?
Guys, it's not about what's under the X. It's about the friends you make along the way and the adventure.
And the drugs you
do.
Yeah, no, we're going to be like murdered by a Mexican cartel. It's like, oh, great.
Along the way on a boat.
Clearly, you haven't seen.
There is not
movies.
A boat involved in this at all.
Yeah,
you flew an airplane, Dan. You are just so fucking far out.
Well,
of
he
this.
Wants to
this
do
a
boat
thing. Yeah.
You see his chest.
Do you have a treasure map?
No,
it's got a boat on it.
Well, okay, yes. Then yeah. If you had it,
who's gonna do what?
Yeah, I'd go on a boat trip with you.
You know how to drive a boat?
What kind of boat are we getting?
A drivable one,
like
a sailboat.
We have to put up the sails and all that.
Ooh, I know how to do this. Ryan, you know how to do this too.
Kind of.
Oh, hey, you guys can rig.
Yeah.
Nice.
We can do this.
Yeah,
we got cool. You,
Matt. You can swab.
Swab his dick.
The poop dick.
I'll be the comedy relief. I'll be like, hey.
No, we're putting your ass in the crow's nest.
Yeah.
You're the boat's jester.
I'll be like, hey guys, doesn't this seem a little fishy?
He makes joke every hour.
The
amount of times the hour is
12 times a day. I get a break for lunch.
That's nice.
How long is
what a great
lunch?
Job.
5 minutes.
Depends on how much fish we got.
I mean, it was probably 4 initially, and we gave you 12. We said, please fuck off. Go take another lunch, Kurt.
Hey, let I throw up on the fish that we just caught.
I would have haunted you so hard. Too. I would have been hard while haunting you.
Well, oh, that's what you meant by you would have haunted him so hard. Yeah. Like, very hardly haunting him.
Hardly haunting him. So, Rabbit, aren't you glad you moved into this house?
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah. I see this happening all the time, and they just kind of leave me alone.
Not going to lie, like, how's it going there? What,
Matt with a ghost, like, bed sheet over him, just, like, facing Kurt with a boner?
Yes. it's a fantastic
You know, it's funny, though, because my dreams are always filled with ghosts with boners, so one more will not, like, affect me that hard.
That's why you're not into the paranormal.
Yeah,
is this
no,
real
just,
or not?
I go to Dreamland, and I just stand around with a bunch of ghosts with boners. I'm like, well, what are we supposed to do here? And they're like, I don't know.
You're the biscuit.
Yeah, well,
yes.
They can't. They try and grab their dicks, and it's kind of like, yeah, it doesn't work.
Terrible.
I have never played Soggy Biscuit with Dream Ghosts.
They died while they were turned on.
Eternal.
Now you just have to stay that way.
I want this on record. So
that's why they're wearing the bed sheets.
I can't tell if this is real or if I'm dreaming.
I wake up soaked in mystery liquid. But
ectoplasm.
It's probably not that.
Is that where you think ectoplasm originated?
No, Kurt,
probably.
It's just your beer that you knocked over.
Damn. Burning hair trap in your room.
Yeah.
He showed it to me.
It was like multiple Dixie cups and like his like dread hair clumps and then like sandwiched between like cotton swabs. And like they were stacked in this like, you know, like facing each other insides with matches lining the whole inner. Like a tubing. You know, it was some cool engineering shit that made my room stink for like a week.
He put some thought into that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
He made you Dirty Dan, dude.
Like, that was his best science project.
Brother.
And, I mean, a lot of these scenarios we were laughing in. Some of them were more angry, but we're still dying laughing. Like when he broke the pool stick at your house over my back.
Yeah.
And then he blamed it on my back.
And then he what?
He blamed it breaking
your
on
face
my
broke
back.
My knuckle.
Yeah, like it was that type of shit. And like you were pissed because you're like, that's my dad's.
They purposely like, trained him wrong.
It's Dan's fault.
Like
his
we
back's
were
too
all
strong.
Dying. Just like.
Yeah, you after having your back fucking almost split open.
Maybe it's funnier just in retrospect. Because at the moment, now that you say that, I think I was actually pretty pissed too.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I would be, if you got assaulted by a fucking pool stick.
Yeah, I feel like they only do that in, like, movies.
It was,
I don't
it
know
was...
what the lead up to it was. He probably said something Western. That's it. That's the
right.
What's Online Podcast 2023
nice,
Best of Part 2.
Congrats, everybody.
Episode some so to much. Some other ones.
Made it all the way
through.
I know
through. Some of those I wanted to like talk about, but then it just slams right into the next one.
Yeah, I know. My brain's like
I don't
completely
remember
completely
ADD-ified. Yeah. Yeah, lit an incense. Had some
I feel like there was one like right at the beginning where I was like, okay.
You want to listen to it again?
Yeah. No,
I
hit by a car like last week.
This is
the
good
first video. Accident that wasn't my fault. All
Aren't
right?
people getting worse at driving? Is that what happened?
He was on a bike and some dude was really trying to get to McDonald's and just fucking was about to miss his turn into McDonald's and then cut right in front of him.
Do you think COVID
I thought
made
I
people
that shorter than I did?
Was it that one?
No, I think people just suck at driving now completely. So that's yeah. that probably wasn't it. I think it's probably
dude. Everyone sucks at driving.
Yeah,
probably one of them.
Yeah, it was like the second or third clip, but
okay.
doesn't
listener,
matter.
Go back and listen to that one again. And
yeah,
then,
yeah, and then
Kurt
you'll be like, Curtis had
it.
A thoughtful thing he wanted to say.
Yeah, Kurt probably would have a good quip about this.
Yeah, no, very I do want to clarify, like, there were a couple of clips where they were just like Luke pranks on you, and I still
Yeah,
loved...
I realized when Taylor said, are we talking about Luke, that in those last two clips were the Luke pranks. The hair and the pool stick.
Yeah.
And
the captain.
And they're not really like, okay, the hair one was a prank, but that was just, but like, he just hit you over the back.
Yeah,
with
that,
a pool
wasn't, that wasn't really a prank. That was just something that happened.
Gotcha.
And, sounds like he just kind of did
were
that shit to
you
anyway.
You knew your dad was going to be pissed because it was his pool stick.
And then he wasn't like that mad. He's just like, well, go up to Meijer and buy another one. I did. So
maybe they sell pool sticks at Meijer?
They sell everything at Meijer.
Apparently.
You can buy a dog.
Well, you can buy fish close enough.
Yeah, fish, dogs. I get mixed up.
Dog, fish.
Time.
Still a living thing.
Dogfish.
That yeah. shouldn't be sold at Meijer.
Or do I want the salmon Probably or the not. Husky? You know? Who knows?
Okay. I'm talking about like pet fish.
Dog.
Not.
Fish, dog.
Okay. Alone in the world with a little fish dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I like that.
I guess catfish already exists.
I feel like the.
It does.
Yeah, oh. catfish.
Does. So does dogfish.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. shit. Like that beer company?
And there's
yep.
also, sure. there's also sharkfish.
Sharkfish.
Mm-hmm.
Sharkfish.
And there's whale sharks.
Yeah. Shark bait.
Ooh-ha.
Yeah.
But,
He's too young.
I was going to say this clip episode definitely had a good variety and everything. Like, the last one was like Matt was like a shining star. And,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, they slowly get better because we slowly got better.
Oh,
so the next one will be better than this one, and the one after that's better than the one that is the next one.
Oh, that's
this.
Why this one had more of me in it.
Yeah. Last one, we were relying on Matt's wild card. This time we had jokes.
Wild card. Yeah. No, I get it. Well, I'm looking forward to more of our look back because I forgot some of that shit, but.
Right.
Yep. Hey, you might even be a listener.
I am. I've been listening to our podcast more, like, the past year that I have, like, kind of coming up and everything like that, so I
waited for us to get good before he started to get back in.
Yeah, well, I wanted to be a little bit more hands-on. I'm like, all right, what can I improve on and stuff like that, and try and be a little bit more engaging. I was a little, like, asleep at the wheel, eating a taco, getting into
it. Oh, when are you going to start doing that?
I'll try. I came up with a long list of questions, and I didn't stumble over the one.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
So
yeah, it's cooking, huh?
We shall see. But we have more more plans for this new year, and hopefully we will get there. So,
yeah.
Goodbye. Forever.
Oh, are we just closing it out?
I don't know. How far are we
still up? Like,
he said I'm done.
10 minutes.
Yeah. 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, you put it like maybe right like halfway longer. Through. Okay.
Yeah, but,
do you guys have any more shit you want to talk about with our show? I thought this was...
Dude, just close it out.
He was just so done. He was like, we'll get better. Right. Bye.
It does seem like a thing more towards the end of the episode.
Yeah, no, I thought when you said that you were going to put it in the middle.
It was going to be more towards the end.
Well, but then he changed it, and then he was like, it's in the next 5 minutes, and then he played it.
Okay.
It is always fun talking about how we're going to edit the podcast in the future and what to do better while we're doing it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
Here, I'll speed up these ending parts.
Okay.
like in speed, or like you're just gonna bring it closer?
Kind of like in There Will Be Blood.
Okay.
we're right at this part now.
Oh wow!
Oh man!
For the listener,
so fast.
All right.
The listener was like, I was wondering why that Japanese flute portion played for such a short time and just rolled right into the other ending songs, but it's because
we don't know where we are.
It's tough.
I don't know where I am half the time.
You're right here.
But I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
Right? Like Applebee's.
Are we ever really happy to be at Applebee's? I'm only going there for like the dollar margaritas. What?
Yeah.
I mean, when is that? No, for 2 years, I don't think we're ever going to Applebee's.
No, but me and Lauren used to go.
Oh,
and
shit.
Just get fucked up at Applebee's.
Fucked up at Applebee's.
Fucked up at Applebee's.
Throwing fists in the parking lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Lovely.
Sydney. Here, I'll play the. Was it? It's the Bran Flakes one. No, it's the Cosmic Deborah, Cosmic Debris. We found this before we hit record.
You know, guys, sometimes I look at all the cosmic debris, and I think about Dan's girlfriend, and I think about Luke's girlfriend, and I think about Ryan's girlfriend, and I realize. They're all the same thing. In reality, a hole's a hole. And the fact of the matter is, you should never be upset if the hole is also your hand. Because sometimes cosmic debris is just going to get free. And you know what, G?
What, G?
I'll tell you right now what makes you free.
Give him that knowledge.
What makes me me?
Mm.
And what makes me see all of reality and everything that is everything.
My like weird slam.
I'll tell you right now, it's not some currency.
Yeah.
It's not some bureaucracy.
Nope.
And it's not some government agency. No. It's the What's Online podcast. Please donate literally millions of dollars to our podcast.
We just really don't want to
have that. I
hate working at a gas station.
Okay, bye. See you on What's Online Podcast 2023
bye.
Part 3 best of.
Part 3, baby.
Babies.
And maybe somebody else will be here, as in Matt or Rabbit.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Only time can tell.
Yeah. We, you know what, forts have been held
time
before,
for it to...
but not as quality as ours today.
Right. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah. You guys ever
off
play that?
Off mic. Weird.
Yes.